Any close calls in your career?
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Nothing that was extremely dangerous for the ship, but a lot of small boats, close calls with smaller vessels that don't realize the danger that they're putting themselves into by, say, crossing in front of the ferry or coming close or running in low visibility. The ferries are going much faster than other boats, and we have a track line that we like to follow for safety. And sometimes other boats don't quite understand why we would do what we're doing. They want to go port to port with us, but sometimes we prefer to go the other way just because it keeps us out of danger. And we're hauling a lot of passengers, and we're trying to be as safe for the passengers and ourselves as we can be.
And you can't stop those things.
Yeah, that takes a while. And it takes there's some tricky maneuvering sometimes that's done. In the Narrows, there's been several incidents with small fishing boats that don't want to get out of the way because they're landing a fish or something like that. And it's really difficult for us to go slow down too much in the Narrows because then we lose our maneuverability. And it's kind of, it gets dicey at that time.
And this time of year, when the Narrows are full of fishing boats, and that right in front
Right.
of Blind Slough there, it can get pretty crowded, huh?
Right. And we realize that a lot of those people, or some of those people anyway, don't know, they aren't familiar with the local knowledge. So we're always looking ahead, and we always have extra people on the bridge to help watch in the Narrows, and also somebody up on the bow. And we're always looking as far ahead as we can and seeing what these different boats are doing, and anticipating the worst maneuvers they might make so we can be kind of planning for it.
Were you on the Matanuska your whole time?
No, I've worked on several different ships, everything except the Aurora, actually,
Okay.
as far as the fleet goes. And
Did you have a favorite out of all the ships
oh,
you
the
worked on?
Taku was my favorite.
Was it?
It was the workhorse of Southeast Alaska, and it was sad to see it go. I understand the age issues and everything, and it's really sad that they haven't been replaced with something newer. But the Taku had all these little spaces for different sports teams or school groups that was fantastic because we'd pick up different school groups to go to Southeast Champs or Music Fest or something, and they'd all have their own little nook and cranny where they, their chaperones could keep them kind of corralled, and it was a really nice boat for Southeast Alaska.
Political question. I mean, what did it feel like working for the ferry system during this past 2 decades? I mean, because from the outside, it's been such a football, and from administration to administration, the changes that you've had to deal with.
Yeah, well, it's been frustrating for everybody, more from a living in Southeast Alaska standpoint than anything. But when I'm out on the boat working, it's one of the greatest jobs ever. I really have enjoyed it. Politically, when you realize you're not servicing the communities as well as we used to, it's a sad thing, and it's frustrating because the communities need the frequency of service as much as anything to make it easy to go to Juneau and back or whatever, So it's sad to see that, and I just try to keep that out of my mind when I'm working as much as I can. But of course, there's less boats running, so there's more time in the shipyard working, and that's a needed part of the whole operation. But with these older ships, they go into the yard and then they find more steel that needs to be replaced, and it extends the yard periods, and that's a frustrating thing. It's too bad that we haven't been able to modernize the fleet a little more.
Happier topic, your final ride through past Petersburg, and I know you had family on board with you, and you got a nice welcome coming past town.
Yeah, that was fun. My wife rode down and back and came back with my daughter and her new husband and our new granddaughter. And it was great having them on board. The captain was nice enough to let them come and go off the bridge quite a bit, and the rest of the crew enjoyed that too. And I got a nice send-off dinner on the last night before we came into Wrangell Narrows from the galley crew that was fantastic. And then coming in the Narrows, it was quite a sight to see.
I can hear some emotion in your voice.
It was a bit emotional. It was great. I'd like to thank all my friends and family and neighbors for the waves on the way through, and it was a great last trip through.
When you look back on your career, do you have favorite moments? I mean, that's got to be up there, that last one there, but were there other favorite moments?
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a highlight. One big memory is the first time I docked the ship. It was the Malaspina in Auk Bay, and I was terrified. It was, the first thought is don't break anything. So you're very gentle bringing it into the dock, and it probably took me longer than normal, but that was pretty exciting. And then it got more comfortable as time went on. But being up on the bridge, docking the ship, just all the beautiful sunsets and sunrises we'd see out in the water, and it was a great job. And also all the fellow crew members I worked with, it's got to be one of the most diverse places to work in Southeast Alaska. You know, I worked with people from every town in Southeast and every ethnic group, and everybody got along, and it was a great place to work.